prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first half hour, we have Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment, talking about something he knows a lot about, and that is training tips, how to get big. Remember, Dr. J was one of the guys in Muscle Beach back in the day, and we see a lot of pictures of him on Facebook, and he had an amazing physique at his height, top weight, about 275 pounds. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Then we're going to change it up. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by the famed Dr. Mara DePasquale to finally do the show we've been talking about for 3 months now, and that is the pleiotropic benefits of L-carnitine supplementation. So you're not going to want to miss that. But without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. J, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic. For those of you listening to the show and critiquing it, we do get critiques once in a while. We are on Skype today because my Telos digital multiplexer, my friend for 11 years, has stopped working. I think we got struck by lightning, and I think something got fried. So I'm going to send it off to the folks at Telos and see if they can fix it. In the meantime, we have Dr. J via voice over IP. So how's it going, Dr. J?
Man, it's going good. You know, Carl, today's show... It's interesting because I've gotten so many messages about people saying you should write a book about, you know, how you trained or what you did to get big. And I thought, well, I don't have time for a book, but let's do a show on it.
Yeah.
You know, just give the information away for free, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's important to understand something, that way before you got into the supplement business, you were a professional bodybuilder, a percentage of a percentage of a percentage of very, very elite athletes. Bodybuilders, for those of you who don't know this, there is no harder working athlete than a bodybuilder. Their off season is when they train harder. You know, football players take off for the off season. Basketball players take off for the off season. Bodybuilders double down and work harder in the off season. Right. How long did you bodybuild? Was it more than a decade?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I always lifted, so I said, you know, during football players would normally back down, but not me. So I really started bodybuilding, so to say, in seventh grade. But I really got into it as far as a sport in about 1982, and I retired like in 83. So I spent a few years, you know, in the bodybuilding profession. But, yeah, bodybuilding is the only sport that there is no option.
No.
If you're a bodybuilder
for 10 years, you have laser focus for 10 years. Most people can't do anything for 6 months. Bodybuilders eat, drink, lift, sleep, and that's all they do for 10 years at a time.
Yeah, it is a full-time job. I mean, you know, that's why I was so passionate when, you know, people asked me about how to get big, because there's so much that's involved, Carl. I mean, you know how hard it is. I mean, even at our age, you train, you know, it's just, you got to be focused, man. I mean, there's more to it than really meets the eye. And I think this day and age, people have lost the focus of what bodybuilding is about. You know, it's not, you know, the Ronnie Coleman's, you know, weighing 300 pounds. Bodybuilding is about taking your physique and feeling good, you know, being able to go out and wear a tank top, shorts, and right, just feel confident about yourself, but healthy, you know.
So how does someone get huge? How does someone get big, Dr. J?
So, and there's nothing wrong with being big along the way. So look here. You know, if you want to get big, and when I talk about big, I'm talking about putting on quality muscle, not getting fat. The first thing you got to think about is your training. So when I was bodybuilding, I came up with a program that worked for me, 3 days on and 1 day off. And what that means is if I started the week on Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would train. Thursday, which would be the fourth day, I would run. And then the cycle would start over again. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was rest. So my rest day was always a different day. But each week I would do each body part twice. Now, the way I would break that up is on the first day of the cycle, I would do a pulling movement. So I would do back, rear delts, and biceps. The second day of the cycle was pushing movement. So that's your chest, your shoulders, traps in that area, and triceps. The third day was legs and calves. Fourth day, complete rest. Did not go to the gym.
Did you do cardio? Did you ride your bike on the fourth day?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I was in the diet mode, you know, absolutely, you would do cardio. But, you know, in California, you always did cardio. I mean, it was good on a rest day to go out and just go for a walk,
right.
You know, get on a bike and go down the bike path. You know, to me, cardio was not breaking a sweat. It was just doing something that was fun, you know, I'm an athlete. So it's hard to rest. But when I say rest, you stayed away from the weight training. You stayed away from the gym. And I didn't even go into the gym unless I, you know, when I was training people. Because, you know, about resting your mind, resting your body. And the thing that's important is how you train. So I'm going to use the I word, which means you've got to train intense.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how frustrated I get when I go into the gyms and I see people that say I can't get big, and I watch them, and they're talking to their friends. They're walking around. They're getting a drink of water after each set. They're on their cell phones. I'm sorry. You are not going to get big training like that. I don't care what you do. You've got to be intense.
So what you're saying is if you have the ability – to do much more than catch your breath after a set, you didn't push hard enough.
You know, if you spend more than 60 minutes in a training session, you're probably wasting your time. Because if you train by yourself, absolutely, you finish one set, I mean, literally, you start over again.
Right.
If you've got a training part, the minute that person gets done, you are jumping on and doing your set and vice versa. You know, you don't go to the gym to socialize, to talk. If you want to do that, that's fine. You know, being intense means that you are concentrating on what you're doing. The only talking that should happen if you've got a training partner is just encouragement, maybe counting out the sets, asking them what weight they want next. But you're not talking about what you're doing tonight, what you had for breakfast, what supplements. No. You do that after the gym.
I see people leg pressing, Dr. J. And they're texting while they're leg pressing. And my attitude is if you can text and leg press at the same time, you're not training hard enough.
No, I mean, it's like texting and driving. Come on, you can't do two things at one time. I saw a guy the other day on a bicep curl machine. He's on his phone, and he's got one arm on the machine doing bicep curls, and he had like 2 pounds on there.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Get focused.
So anyhow, yeah, so... Being intense means that you are concentrating, you're thinking about what you're doing, you're taking it serious, because if you don't train, if you don't push that muscle, a friend of mine, Tom Platz, used to always say that the first 15 reps are worthless. When you get to the point where most people stop because it's too much pain, that's when you start growing.
Yeah.
So if you can't get beyond that, and you can't do it talking to people, socializing, you know, you got to be intense. So I felt that, you know, training each body part twice a week was what was required to really grow. Now, this is contrary to, you know, football training and powerlifting training. Again, we're talking about putting on muscle, you know, looking good, whether it's for a bodybuilding or physique or whatever you're doing, or just to look good,
right?
You know, and feel healthy. So you got to hit it, man.
Yeah. how about what's the next step in all of this? Is it diet come next?
Yeah, so you know, again, that is one whole portion. You know, now you've got your training, you're hitting it hard. You got to eat. And this is again, I think, a lost cause to most people, because eating is probably and was probably more difficult to me than training.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, as a football player, as a powerlifter, it's so crucial that I had my meals at the appropriate time. It wasn't so crucial on what I ate, because my performance wasn't dictated by how I looked. It was how I actually performed physically. And as you know, our body can turn almost anything into fuel. So as a football player, I had no problem with eating, a Big Mac and fries and then going to practice.
Right.
I mean, you know, maybe it was a little heavy on my stomach, but you can't eat like that to put on muscle. Again, food is so, so important. Protein is the number one key. You got to get about a gram and a half per pound of body weight that you want to get to. So whatever your target weight is, that's how much protein you want to need. And the higher the quality the protein, the higher the quality the muscle.
Mm.
I'm a fan of, you know, lean cuts of red meat, chicken, turkey, fish. But it's how you prepare these meats. And that's really what it comes down to. Again, you know, deep frying, you know, McDonald's, fish sandwich. I mean, that is not high quality protein. Will you gain weight? You sure will, but you're going to put on fat. You need quality protein that your body can actually utilize and not be competing in the gut with all these, preservatives and saturated fats and coatings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that I think is a lost art is carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
Most athletes know how important carbohydrates are, but sometimes a lot of young bodybuilders getting in, they're on this low carb thing for whatever reason. So again, we got to isolate. There's a difference between contest prep training and training to get big. You got to have carbohydrates. If you're not eating carbs, your body's going to use that protein for fuel. And what are you going to have toward muscle building? Nothing. If you look at like runners who typically eat a lot of food, but if you ever touch them, like distance runners, their muscles are real flabby. They're real soft. And that's because their body is utilizing their proteins for their fuel, and they just don't have anything going toward that. You got to keep your carbs high. I mean, they should be two or three times your protein. And then I always recommend, you know, eating a relatively lower fat diet. Now, obviously, everybody's diet is individualized. This is what I do, and this is what worked for a lot of people that I know. So, you know, you moderate your fats. Again, you know, higher quality type fats. If you use oil, you know, use your olive oils. We're talking about, you know, fried foods, excess butters, and just things that, again, don't really do a whole lot for muscle building. And lots of fruits and vegetables. I mean, you got to get that fiber up, fruits are the antioxidants, the vitamins and things. So you just got to eat a lot of good foods. And you don't gorge yourself. So when I was a football player, we went to the buffet and we ate and ate and ate till we couldn't eat no more, and I was full for 7 hours.
Huh.
Bodybuilding, you want to eat smaller meals, so 6 to 7 meals throughout the day. You should be getting protein in about every 2.5 hours, protein. So that's the great thing about, you know, protein powders is it's very difficult, especially if you have a job, to be eating. So you can get your 3 or 4 meals of food, but you can drink your other meals,
right,
utilizing protein powder. So
it makes life a little bit easier when you do have high quality protein powders as well. And boy, I can't wait for those protein tablets to come back. Hint, hint.
I'm working on it, man.
Are you working on it? Seriously?
I am, you know, because I like drinking protein drinks, but you know, when traveling and stuff, I had to go up a couple weekends ago to up in Missoula, Montana. It's about a 6-hour drive. And it's kind of a pain, you know, packing all your protein powder and your shaker bottles. And I was thinking, man, I wish I just had a bottle of protein pills and some water.
Yeah. So just chew them up.
So
and swallow them.
Yeah. So I'm kind of working on that. But again, you know, food, it's a full-time job. You know, you got to plan your meals. You got to
If you want to get big, and this is the biggest thing that I know a lot of people who tell me they just can't grow. Over the years, I've heard people. And then when you look at what they eat, and then you ask, are you eating enough? Oh, man, I eat so much. And when you look at what they eat, they're not eating enough. You cannot grow if you're not eating. Look at somebody who becomes fat. Do you think you could become fat by not eating more calories than your body is using? Of course not. And you can't grow muscle unless you're eating, you're in a calorie abundance. You need to be eating more calories than your body is using day in and day out so that it can produce the muscle that you want. So if you're not growing and you're not getting fat, I'm sorry, you're not eating enough. That's the bottom line. And you know, the discussion ends right there, in my opinion. What do you think before we go into the break?
You know, I agree, and that's the first thing when I'm working with somebody. I say, you know what? You need to chart what you're eating for 1 week. And it's amazing because when I actually get those lists, what you said, they're not eating nearly enough and not often enough.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about supplements because obviously there are supplements out there that can help you get big. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Galini. These are his training tips on how to put on massive amounts of muscle. It can be done. It takes time. And sometimes it takes supplements. We'll get back to that when we come back. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 37.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Today we're talking about the science of building a massive physique, and this is something that we have to turn to the education by Dr. Jeff, because he was a professional bodybuilder for most of his young adult life, and a quite successful one. And was I wrong? Were you, at your top weight, you were 275 pounds, right?
Yeah, that was my top weight. And, you know, it's interesting because if you look at pictures of my top weight, I had some people comment and say, wow, you were ripped. And as a bodybuilder, I was actually smooth. But to the normal person, you know, I didn't have any fat, yeah. even at that weight.
Yeah, yeah.
But you said, it took a long time to get up to that weight.
It doesn't happen. And that's the problem. Most people are impatient. They think that it can happen in one summer. So talk about supplements. Do supplements really play a role in this, or is it hopeless?
No. Supplements, again, are a big key, because you're looking at, you know, eating a lot of food. And if your body can't absorb that food, then it's going to come out the other end. So things like a good multivitamin, you know, we've done shows in the past that show the importance of these vitamins with the absorption of your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. And yes, you can get vitamins from your foods, but not in enough quantities, especially these days, you know, how things are grown. Yeah. So, you know, I always put the multivitamin as the first step. We're already talking about protein powders. Well, you know, to me, that's a supplement. So, again, you know, being able to drink your calories with such things as like NF-Pro or Thrive protein. And then if you want additional calories, you know, you can add some carbolin, which is a carb, to that, and you actually have a high-quality weight gain. But then you're talking about, you know, recovery, recuperation, things that give you stamina, krealkylin, you know, creatine, you know, amino acids. I mean, so there are so many supplements that really help you take your game to the next level, because it's about how much I can do during that training session, how focused can I be, and then how do I recover, you know, how do I absorb the foods and stuff I eat. So again, you know, quality supplements absolutely play a big role. Unfortunately, back in the 80s, you know, we didn't have a lot to work with, you know, but again, they were even important back there, but, you know, it was the best of what we had. But now, as technology has advanced, I mean, my goodness, I wish I had all the knowledge and stuff now that I did back then, because I would have probably accomplished it in half the time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really, really is. And then lastly, this is something that a lot of young guys miss out on because they want to burn the candle at both ends. What about the importance of rest? When you were bodybuilding, were you out at all hours of the night, or were you trying to get your sleep?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, when I was at bodybuilding, like I said, it was a 24-hour job. 8 hours minimum of sleep was what I went by. So my day was gauged, you know, on what I did, when I got up, when I went to bed. Even when I was, you know, very young in Venice Beach, you know, trying to pay the bills when I wasn't making any money from bodybuilding, I worked at a nightclub, you know, from 10 o'clock to 2 in the morning. Well, that was just on the weekend. So, you know, I had to adjust my sleeping schedule so that I still got 8 hours.
Right.
I didn't go to the gym at 4 a.m. on a weekend because I didn't get enough sleep. So, again, I think that's what the young people forget about is you grow while you are sleeping. You're not growing during the day.
Huh.
You are growing while you're sleeping. That's why it is so important to get a good night's sleep. That's why it's so important to have those rest days where you stay away from the gym. Too many young kids this day I hear are lifting weights 7 days a week, and it's like, no. You're not doing anything. I mean, you might have fun doing it, but boy, you're not gonna grow that way. And like you said, burning the candles at both ends, where you know you're out late every night. So many young athletes say, oh, I only need 4 hours of sleep. Yeah, well, no, you don't, not to grow. And then you look at them, they're all 50, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, so, it makes a huge difference. And I think that this is where a lot of young guys miss the boat. When you look at young professional bodybuilders who are in their early 20s and mid-20s and they have massive physiques, you find out that they're relatively boring by the standards of most 20-year-olds. They're not going out and partying all night long. They're getting up early in the morning, sometimes while most of us are still sleeping, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to get to the gym and train. And they get to bed early. They're in bed and asleep by 10 p.m. most nights, and that's really early for the average 20-year-old today.
Well, and I was in bed by 7 o'clock. I mean, it didn't matter. It was light out. But you know, our whole population, everyone around the gym. I mean, that's what we did. You know, to us, out would be like on a Wednesday night, if we had the next day off training, we would go have a burger night once a week where
right.
we'd go out to a restaurant and have a big old burger. But again, you were still in bed by, you know, 9 o'clock because you still needed to get that good 8 hours rest. And then we'd go to the beach and lay out and sleep. So, I mean, you know, sleep, eat, train. I mean, that's how you get big.
Right, right. And so, when you talk to people at your gym, and I know that you have a lot of people at your gym that you train at that turn to you for help, and you start to evaluate the things they're doing. They're not eating enough. They're not getting enough sleep. Yet they want to achieve this goal of a physical perfection. And when you shed the light on them and you go, look, you need to add another 3 meals a day. You're not getting enough protein. You're not getting enough calories, number one. Number two, you're going to have to start going to bed earlier. Do they drop out? Do they ignore you? Or do they latch on and go, okay, I can do this? And in your experience, what do most of them do?
Of the ones that really want to do this as a goal, they will listen. But the ones who are just doing it for a trophy, no, they pick what they want to do. And then you look at their physique and reflect. I mean, as I tell them, you can't go out and get drunk every weekend. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know? That's not bodybuilding. I mean, maybe arm wrestling or something. But no, unfortunately, the ones who want to pick and choose, I don't even work with them anymore. I surely would answer their questions. I would never be rude, but I would never take them under my wings unless they are 100% serious and are sold out. And those are few and far between. And the ones that are the ones that are accomplishing their goals. All the other ones, they're never going to hit their goals because they aren't serious enough. So I always say, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to do this for fun? Hey, that's great. Do you want to try to become a professional? Do you want to try to make a career out of this? That's a whole different level, because if you're at that level, then this is what it's going to take. And you spell it out, you know, 80% of them don't want to go to that level, you know.
Yeah. All right, so if you have questions for Dr. Jeff, and those could be questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, or if you'd like to try some samples of All-American EFX products, there is a banner ad on the Superhuman Radio website down at the bottom right-hand side that says Ask the Scientist. Click that banner ad and ask Dr. Jeff your questions, or salute him as Supplement Santa and ask him for some freebies. There you go, and you'll get them. So there you go.
And then follow me. Follow me on Facebook, like my page. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram. Always giving information. That's why I'll probably never write a book, because, you know, it's there for your use.
Right.
That's what I do.
Well, but you're too busy, too, running a large corporation and manufacturing supplements. And, you know, to write a book, you've got to have a lot of blank time in the afternoon to sit down and write a book. So yeah, this is even better.
You know, the one book I did, it took a long time. So yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Dr. J, thanks a lot for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, man. We'll catch you guys next week.
All right, talk to you later. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Mauro DiPasquale to talk about the pleiotropic benefits of L-carnitine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Get everything right.
Welcome back.
I want you to get everything right.
So, we talked about this show a couple months ago, and people kept saying, when are you going to have Dr. Mara DePasquale back on the show to talk about L-carnitine? And guess what? It's right now. How you doing, Mara?
I'm doing fine, Carl. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you great. You sound good. So where do we start? First of all, when did the pleiotropic effects of L-carnitine become evident to you?
Back in the 1970s, actually. I used L-carnitine when I was an elite lifter, a power lifter, back in the 1970s when I won the World Championships in 76 and the World Games in 81. I wrote about it in some articles back in the 70s in my book, Drug Use and Detection in Amateur Sports, which I wrote in 1984. I had a section on L-carnitine. So, you know, it's been around for quite a while.
So, back then, were you postulating from anecdotal evidence, or did we have the body of research back then that we have today? And has that body of research actually validated what you always thought?
Well, the research has validated what I originally wrote and thought. Some of the information back in the early 70s, late 60s was anecdotal. There was some information on L-carnitine and the effect it has on fatty acid metabolism, body fat levels, etc., but also the effects it had, some ergogenic effects that it had. So we had a bit of research. We have a lot more now, obviously, and it was anecdotal evidence from the powerlifters who used it.
Now,
I just wanted to mention that when the powerlifters used it back in the 70s, we used it in a nutrient timing type of way, because what we did was we used the L-carnitine, what was available at the time as a powder. We had to buy it in bulk. And we used it 2 or 3 hours prior to a hard training session. And we found that that worked best for us, although L-carnitine taken on a chronic basis doesn't need to be used necessarily as a nutrient timing, but for us it worked better that way.
Okay, a little remedial science right now, okay? So we have the L or left, and we have the R or right isoforms of many amino acids. So can you give us the 101? Because I know you've written books about this. So if it doesn't have an L or an R in front of it, then it's assumed that it's 50% L or R. Why the L carnitine? Why not just carnitine? And what about the R carnitine? Is there such a thing?
No, there is no R carnitine, but there is a D carnitine. And it's an isomer of L-carnitine. In other words, they're mirror images of each other. The D form, first of all, is available in some foods, et cetera, like meats, but it's not absorbed in the body. That's number one. Number two, it can actually be counterproductive because it can actually interfere with the L-carnitine that's in the body, even though it has very little effect on fat metabolism, protein synthesis, et cetera. So, yeah, the L-carnitine is by far the best. It's actually the only carnitine you should use.
Okay.
I mean, other than the various forms that are out there, because they all include the L-carnitine, but they can be acetyl L-carnitine, propionyl L-carnitine, glycine propionyl L-carnitine, any L-carnitine salt. You can couple L-carnitine with, for example, anything from the Krebs cycle, TCA cycle. It's very varied compound in many ways. And some of these L-carnitine forms have certain advantages too, which we can cover if you want.
Well, let's do that. Let's unfold this journey here for a second. So with that being said, is it safe to say that if something just is labeled carnitine, then it is probably part L and part D carnitine and should be avoided?
Usually, if it's labeled carnitine, it's going to be an L-carnitine.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's going to put an L and D together, mainly because it's counterproductive.
Okay.
So if they are doing it, and they're doing it because it's cheaper, but they're not saying that, then it's a pretty poor company.
Okay, so buy the L-carnitine form. Next, tell me about carnitine in general. Is this a conditionally essential, a non-essential? Where does this fall into in the rainbow of amino acids that we come in contact with?
Well, basically, it's derived from two amino acids, lysine and methionine. And you need vitamin C as a cofactor. You also need some other cofactors like niacin, pyridoxin, and even ferrous. But basically speaking, your body can produce it. So if your body can produce it, it's not considered essential. It's also not considered a vitamin, because a vitamin is considered something that your body can't produce as well.
Right.
So really, it's a derivative of amino acids, which can be conditionally essential, though, because if you don't have enough at certain times, and there are people with deficiencies, then you're going to run into a problem. So I'll give you an example. For example, the fetus, the baby, for the first couple of years of life, doesn't produce very much endogenous L-carnitine. And so it has to be provided by breast milk, which is high in L-carnitine, or on a formula, the L-carnitine has to be added. Now, a lot of formulas don't contain L-carnitine, so you get these colicky babies who basically have motility dysfunction because of lack of L-carnitine.
Wow.
That can be given L-carnitine supplements, and it clears them up completely. I used to do that in my practice.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, and last remedial question is, do we take L-carnitine regardless of the timing? And we're going to get into timing and dosing, and also if there is a period of time that you need to build up stores of it. Do we take this amino acid with food, without food? Is there a preference to taking it with or without food?
Well, we used to take it. I mean, back in the 70s, we had the idea that you trained without really eating. You trained basically fasting, although you could use some nutritional supplementation, some ingredients to help with the training while you're training. But we also use the L-carnitine prior to the training, but a good 2 or 3 hours prior. So nutrient timing can be useful, but it takes about a month before the L-carnitine really has the effects on body composition and performance, and recovery, etc. So it's not something that you take and all of a sudden, it's not like creatine, for example, where you get a 5-day loading phase and you're up to par, right? L-carnitine is a little different. It takes a longer period of time. It's not absorbed all that well from nutritional supplements, but if you take enough of the nutritional supplements, you get much more than you would get from food, which is basically your meats and some in milk, and that's about it.
Okay. I want to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start delving into the different categories that L-carnitine has shown benefits. We'll talk about dosing and everything. We're talking with Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. Mauro, plug your website real quick.
It's www.mauromd.com.
Okay, mauromd.com. Go there, check it out. Mauro's got a lot of great products right there you can learn more about. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Six million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to
madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. His website is MauroMD, MauroMD.com. I'm checking it out. So much great stuff there between books for learning, supplements for taking. Check out the website. So, Mauro, where's our point of departure? Where do you want to start talking about L-carnitine?
Well, L-carnitine, it's a very, very complex molecule. And everybody thinks about L-carnitine as being basically involved in fat metabolism, getting long-chain fatty acids into the mitochondria, so the mitochondrial oxidative phosphorylation, ATP involvement, etc. So, but it's so much more. It's actually involved. L-carnitine, you're familiar with AMPK, mTOR,
yes.
mTORC1, and all those.
Yes.
L-carnitine is actually involved with all the molecules. It's involved with the hormones, IGF-1, growth hormone, insulin, GH-ghrelin, cortisol, androgens. You know, let me just start off by saying this. The effects of L-carnitine depends on sort of your own physiological and phenotypic traits. In other words, it can be one thing for one person and one thing for another depending on their training methods, whether they exercise or don't exercise, how old they are. For example, the L-carnitine can be more effective in people that are older because the endogenous production of L-carnitine is reduced as you age. Pregnant women, for example, the endogenous production reduced because the baby starts utilizing it. I mentioned the business about newborn babies and up to 2 years old being needing the L-carnitine. So it depends on a lot of physiological effects. For example, one of the examples is whether you're fat or carb adapted. Different effects on each person. When we talked last time about meldonium. Mildrenate,
yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
And actually, I think the main reason why it's used by athletes, besides the fact that it's used, it may be useful for treating vascular problems, it may increase blood supply to the muscles, etc. I think one of the main reasons it's used is that one of the sort of one of the compounds that's produced by using that drug is, believe it or not, dimethylamine, which is what? It's a stimulant.
Interesting.
Right? So let's throw all that other stuff out, and by using the mildrinate, they're actually, it can be counterproductive because it decreases L-carnitine production because meldonium acts as a substrate for the final enzymatic formation of L-carnitine. So what it does, it replaces the substrate, and instead of forming L-carnitine, you're performing all these other compounds.
Uh-huh.
And one of the compounds, of course, is a stimulant. Now, think about it. Why would an athlete use a compound when it's actually counterproductive for the L-carnitine, but it actually is a potent stimulant?
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
And nobody's ever brought that up, by the way.
I know. We talked about the drug not too long ago because, I guess, who was the tennis player that got tested positive for it? She said her doctor was prescribing it for her. But, okay, so getting back to the whole L-carnitine discussion, from a performance standpoint, and then we'll talk about fat loss, from a performance standpoint, and this actually goes into fat loss as well, the ketogenic diet is all the craze these days. Lo and behold, really, you were the first person to be a proponent for it for performance. But could L-carnitine be the missing link to someone becoming keto-adapted faster?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's much more effective in people who are becoming fat-adapted and who are fat-adapted as against people who aren't. For example, the athlete who is carb-adapted, in other words, they're dependent on carbs, the L-carnitine taken in excess can actually be counterproductive because it can build up all kinds of acyl-carnitines and acetyl-carnitines within the mitochondria and actually decrease performance. So you're looking at, you know, dosages, for example, would vary depending on whether the person is a carbohydrate person or whether the person is a low-carbohydrate person.
Coming back from California and visiting the folks at Quest, I have been doing the ketogenic diet now on my fourth week. And while I was there, we tested my blood ketone levels at the midpoint and my blood sugar levels. And my blood sugar levels were 65 and my ketones were 1.1. So I would assume I'm still in that zone, maybe even producing more ketones. If I wanted to start using L-carnitine at this moment, with my body being in a state of ketosis long enough where I'm using ketones, what kind of dose would I take?
Probably anywhere between 2 to 4 grams a day. That would be your ideal dose. You know, considering that you're in ketosis, etc. I have to say, acetyl-carnitine, for example, or the acetyl group of a lot of compounds are actually almost identical to ketones. I mean, ketones, basically, your two basic ketones, except for the breakdown product, are 4 carbon units, which are broken down to 2 carbon units, which are the acetyl units. And these are the basic units that are used by the mitochondria to produce ATP through the aerobic process rather than the glycolytic process. So what we're looking at is there are different ways of getting ketones, but people don't realize that ketones are basically 2 carbon units that are used in the Krebs cycle to produce ATP. That's what ketones are.
Right.
And they cross the blood-brain barrier, as does acetyl-L-carnitine, as against L-carnitine, for example. The acetyl-L-carnitine will cross the blood-brain barrier, and it has different effects. You can consider the acetyl-L-carnitine as being sort of a central nervous system carnitine.
So,
because of that,
if someone is actually a low-carb type person, they're not using lots of carbohydrates in their diet, and they start using 2 to 4 grams of L-carnitine a day, over what period of time would they have to use that for the loading effect to occur and for them to start seeing changes in their performance?
Usually about a month. They'll see some changes before then, of course, but it really doesn't become, because of the low bioavailability and absorption of nutritional L-carnitine forms, some better than others, but there really hasn't been enough studies done to, for example, to compare the absorption rates and bioavailability of L-carnitine or L-carnitine tartrate or acetyl L-carnitine. The L-carnitine tartrate is one that's used a lot in studies because it is absorbed a little faster and acts a little faster than the other ones, but it doesn't stick around as long. It's broken down faster. So about a month, I'd say. It's not something that you're going to get right away. It's not like a drug where you take, you know, codeine for a headache or something. Your body has to adapt to it over a period of time.
And what would be the most noticeable changes that person would see in their performance?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, if you look at the studies, and I've looked at literally several hundred involving L-carnitine, there are valid studies showing that it increases performance, that it increases strength, that it increases recovery, that it decreases injuries. I mean, you can go on and on and on, and it's almost like a panacea for anything for an athlete. But again, it depends on whether or not you're using it properly and whether or not your body is reacting to it properly. Now, there are some people that genetically, and we talked about this before, of course, you know, phenotypic, the epigenetics of it, where the L-carnitine actually has to have an epigenetic kind of effect. And I don't mean a transgenerational. I mean, so it shows up in a phenotype, shows up as you are right now. So it's complicated. Acetyl carnitine, for example, or the acetyl groups, is involved in histone acetylation. And what happens there is, let's say you take a DNA molecule and you hide it. You put it in a sock, okay?
Right.
The acetylation and deacetylation either opens it up so that it can be expressed, takes it out of the sock, or puts it back in the sock.
Interesting.
So your body has to do these changes in order for the L-carnitine to be truly effective for all the things it can do. I consider L-carnitine, you're familiar with MPK and mTOR-C1, etc. I consider L-carnitine as easily as important as those. As a matter of fact, if you consider mTOR-C1, which is supposed to increase protein synthesis, increase skeletal muscle mass, etc., the mTOR-C1 by itself actually has a counterproductive effect on fat metabolism. It increases lipogenesis and decreases lipolysis. L-carnitine counteracts that completely.
Oh, wow.
So using these compounds has an effect on so many signaling systems in the body that right now we really don't know a lot compared to what we should know about what's going on. But L-carnitine is much, much more important than people believe, even the researchers.
Let's do this. Let's take a break and come back and talk about body composition changes. A little bit later in the show, I want to address the different forms of L-carnitine and whether or not it's worth it to be focusing on one form or the other for different reasons. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. His website is mauromd.com, M-A-U-R-O-M-D.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. The sound of the beach. We all want to get in our bathing suits pretty soon and get in the sun. And part of that requires some body fat loss for most of us as a result of our hibernation phase. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, and maybe he has a solution using magical L-carnitine. What do you think, Mauro? L-carnitine as a body recomposition supplement, yay or nay?
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt about that. Have you heard about fatty acid dumping?
No, I haven't. Is that what LipoFlush does?
Yeah, but there was a study back in 2003 that combined L-carnitine with choline, and they found that the urine contained acyl-carnitines. In other words, what was happening was taking a certain amount of L-carnitine increases breakdown lipolysis, the breakdown of body fat, and then increases the amount of acyl-carnitine and acetyl-L-carnitine in the mitochondria. But sometimes there can be too much. So what happens is it's shuttled, because if there's too much in the mitochondria and it's not being used, then it can actually cause mitochondrial dysfunction.
Oh.
So there's a reverse mechanism involved here, where not only does the CPT1, CPT2, which are the enzymes involved in taking the fatty acid across to the mitochondria. There's also a reverse one where it takes it out of the mitochondria, puts it back into the bloodstream, so to speak. So what happens is that then it goes to the kidneys, and the kidneys excrete this. So what you've got is you've got a high calorie urine because of the because of the acyl carnitines. So this is one way that it actually helps reduce body fat, because you're using body fat basically to produce the acyl carnitines, and then because there's too much of it, it's taken out in the urine. It's disposed of in the urine. Ordinarily, the carnitine would be kept by the kidneys. It would reabsorb it, but in cases of excess amounts, it just shunts it out. And you can actually measure this in the urine. It's like the ketones when you get ketonuria.
Wow.
So it's an interesting side effect. But there's no doubt that L-carnitine increases beta oxidation, increases the breakdown of body fat that's broken down, taken into the mitochondria. It increases almost all mechanisms involved in burning off body fat. But it also has effects on helping protein, decreasing the catabolism of muscle and actually increasing protein synthesis. So it's something for almost everything.
This is amazing. I mean, when something sounds this good, you start becoming suspicious of it. But we know that amino acids are signaling molecules, and we know that they send signals. They make up larger folded proteins that are messengers for cell to cell communication. Obviously, L-carnitine is a very important, for lack of better terms, word in the vocabulary of messaging. Pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Do we see instances where people produce high levels of L-carnitine? I'm doing a lot of research, believe it or not, on melanotan 2, because activation of the melanocortin system is very overlooked. All we think of is vitamin D production in the sun, and that's an area of interest for me. But I'm starting to realize that the melanocortin system may be as important as vitamin D production, if not more. And so I keep coming back to, I wonder what happens when people who live in the sun, they seem to thrive, they seem to have better health, they seem to do better all the way around. Do you think that there's any role of activity and or exposure to sunlight and the endogenous production of L-carnitine?
It's hard to say. There's been no real studies that have looked at that. L-carnitine, like everything else, is dependent on endogenous production as well as exogenous use. So the endogenous production needs certain cofactors. And I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, whether, for example, vitamin D or any of the other hormones have been implicated in increasing L-carnitine formation endogenously, and whether if you take it exogenously, how it affects these hormones. There's no studies on that. I would think, though, that as your health improves, then the use of L-carnitine would be more beneficial. There's no doubt about that. So if you optimize your vitamin D levels and, you're taking in enough magnesium and zinc, etc., then the L-carnitine probably will be more effective.
Okay, getting back to body recomposition. So what have some of the studies shown? At what doses of L-carnitine supplementation, what changes in body fat have we seen?
Well, it's been fairly dramatic in some studies. I mean, as you know, there are variations in studies as to, how valid they are, whether they're double blind, whether they have a placebo, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of anecdotal evidence, of course, but you can't really rely on that, because a lot of that can be placebo effects, psychological, et cetera. I'm not saying the placebo effect is inconsequential, because it isn't.
Right.
We discussed this, I think, at one time. But I think that, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's a lack of real valid studies showing exactly what the effects are. Now, we know there are a number of valid studies showing, for example, that there's an increase in fat burning. There's an increase in skeletal muscle and physical performance. There's a decrease in soreness after even eccentric exercise, a decrease in injury, an increase in recovery as far as aerobic exercise and even anaerobic exercise, weightlifting, etc. There's interactions with fatigue. For example, the acetyl L-carnitine, which we can discuss now, has been very effective in counteracting fatigue and neurodegenerative disorders, even cancer metabolism, sexuality. I mean, there's a lot of things involved here. I'll just give you an example. The L-carnitine, for example, even affects testosterone.
Really?
Now, there's only three tissues in the body that produce endogenous L-carnitine. That's the kidney, the liver, and the testes.
I knew you were going to say it. Wow.
Yeah. but here's an interesting thing. There's a fairly recent study that shows that the L-carnitine increases the binding of testosterone, increases the androgen receptor levels, and increases the binding of testosterone, although this study didn't find an increase in the actual total or free testosterone in the body. But because there's an increase in the binding, you're going to get an increased testosterone effect.
Right. You're going to have a more efficient use of the androgen circulating. And in fact, that's one of the reasons bodybuilders, professional bodybuilders who use high levels of androgens, use L-carnitine L-tartrate, because they claim that it quote unquote cleans the androgen receptors and because when you're taking 2 grams, 3 grams of androgens a week, the androgen receptors become almost like insulin sensitivity. Androgen receptor sensitivity starts to diminish because it's being bombarded with all these androgens, and L-carnitine L-tartrate is said to improve androgen receptor sensitivity or reestablish it in the face of high androgen levels. Have you read that study, Dr. DePasquale?
Yeah, actually, there's a number of studies that show that the androgen receptors are affected. The binding is affected. The increase in androgen receptors is affected. So obviously, you're going to get more of an effect from the testosterone. The other interesting thing about acetyl L-carnitine is its effect with alcohol. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, please.
It has actually a protective effect against alcohol-induced neurodegeneration. In other words, for people who drink a fair amount, acetyl L-carnitine crosses the blood-brain barrier and protects the brain from the oxidative damage that's induced by alcohol. So this is, if you're going to drink, the L-carnitine taken beforehand is actually going to help you as far as your health. Interesting.
Okay. We have a few minutes in this segment. Let's go ahead and address this right now. Should we just be taking acetyl L-carnitine? Back in the day when I interviewed Dr. Steven Sinatra about his book, The Sinatra Protocol, he was a cardiac surgeon who changed his position and was treating people with a formula that he came up with, which was acetyl L-carnitine, magnesium, CoQ10, and D-ribose, and literally rescuing people who were on table to get heart replacement surgery and saved them from the precipices of death, and their hearts started to work because they were suffering from congestive heart failure. And that's when acetyl L-carnitine became interesting to me, because he said that the acetyl L-carnitine infiltrates the muscle cells of the heart, makes them more efficient at using fat as a substrate, makes them more efficient in general. So, but I everything I hear about is acetyl L-carnitine, but then we say L-carnitine. Should we abandon L-carnitine? Is there a value to taking L-carnitine? Should we be taking acetyl L, or should we be taking a complex of all the different L-carnitine isoforms?
Well, here's the thing. You can couple L-carnitine with hundreds of different salts, compounds, ingredients. Some of them will be more effective, some of them will be less effective. The L-carnitine form is basically for the body, and not so much for the brain and central nervous system, because it has to go into... But there's an interaction between the two. You add an acetyl unit to L-carnitine, you've got acetyl L-carnitine. It's produced endogenously, acetyl L-carnitine. Now, it's somewhat like DHA and EPA, which are produced endogenously, but usually you want to take it as a supplement as well, because the formation from the basic omega-3 fatty acid is much slower and more difficult than taking it. So this L-carnitine, yeah, I would recommend that people use L-carnitine by itself and also couple it with acetyl L-carnitine. Those are the two major forms in the body, but there's a lot of different kinds of nutritional supplements. You mentioned the tartrate, the basic L-carnitine L-tartrate is something that enters the body a little quicker. It's used for research because it does that. Not that it's more bioavailable or anything, but it's just a quicker acting L-carnitine.
Right.
So there's propionyl L-carnitine. I'm sure you're familiar with that. What it does, it actually produces succinyl-CoA as well as the L-carnitine. Now, succinyl-CoA is one of the Krebs cycle TCA intermediates. So what it does, it increases the flux in the Krebs cycle so that you get more ATP formed. So you get the effects of metabolic flux through the Krebs cycle, increase in energy levels, and you also get the effects of L-carnitine and beta oxidation, which is with increased flux makes it more effective as well. So, but it may not be as effective in certain parts because each one is a little different. Propionyl L-carnitine, for example, is usually used for vasodilation. Hmm. More so than L-carnitine.
Does it donate to the nitric oxide synthesis cycle?
Yes, it does, yeah. Oh. Actually, all the L-carnitine levels do. There's a certain increase in nitric oxide. Not a huge increase, but there is an increase. And this is one of the effects of propionyl L-carnitine, and it's used more for cardiovascular, for people with pain when they walk, intermittent claudication, things like that. Then you've got glycine, propionyl L-carnitine, which is interesting. They couple the L-carnitine and it becomes a short-chain fatty acid at that point. And they say that it can be more effective for certain L-carnitine functions. The interestingly enough, glycine is one of the amino acids that is needed for creatine synthesis.
Yeah.
So some of this effect from the glycine propionyl L-carnitine may be because you're increasing the creatine synthesis. So, you know, the omega-3 fatty acids, the creatine, and the L-carnitine are probably the first three supplements besides protein that I would have people use.
You know what's funny? We use glycine in the Thrive Advanced Protein Powder blend for two mm-hmm. reasons. It adds to the sweetness. We use it as part of our sweetener complex. Right. But the other thing is, for those out there who are worried about the harming effects of high-protein diets have always been linked to methionine, and some of the quote-unquote aging better without high-protein diet research out there shows that methionine restriction seems to allow people to age better. Well, guess what offsets the negative effects of methionine? Glycine.
Yeah.
So we added glycine, and any protein powder I ever make will always have glycine as part of the sweetener because I think that having glycine in the presence of methionine just makes perfect sense.
Well, actually, it's an interesting point. A lot of people consider the essential amino acids the only amino acids that you really need, but that's not true. The non-essential amino acids, like glycine, alanine, they all have their purpose in the body. The I think you're familiar with the alanine pyruvate translocations that occur in the Krebs cycle.
Well,
alanine. Can be used as a gluconeogenic precursor by the liver, for example. So it can be produced. There's a complex in the body, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but the glutamate, alpha-ketoglutarate, pyruvate, and alanine form sort of an interaction between the four compounds that allows alanine to be produced and shunted off to the liver, much like lactic acid is, or lactate, to produce endogenous glucose.
Wow.
So the interactions are extremely complex, and I've been working on this now for 40 years. I mean, you take something like a simple thing like citrate, which is formed from oxaloacetate in the Krebs cycle,
right,
plus acetyl-CoA. If there's too much produced, it'll go into the cytoplasm, out of the mitochondria, and it can be used for making fat, or it can be used for increasing fat utilization, depending on where the person is, whether they exercise, don't exercise, whether they're overweight, not overweight, etc. So all these are extremely complex, and we haven't really worked out all of the ramifications of using these compounds. But we know certain things, and the things we do know we use. And also, of course, you can extrapolate, which I do a lot of, by the way.
Yeah, no, but you have to extrapolate. But extrapolation requires some critical thinking, and by you know, looking at what you know in other areas, overlaying it and going, well, the same could be true here as well. And I have a great appreciation for extrapolation because I believe it drives science. It really
does.
It drives the postulation process that then scientific studies are produced and either validated or not validated. So I think extrapolation is critical. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you see supplementing with L-carnitine, acetyl L-carnitine, all the different carnitine forms for different reasons. We're talking right now with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. His website is MauroMD, MauroMD.com. He's got so many well-thought-out supplements that are all the result of all of his years of doing amazing research in the effects of naturally occurring things and their role in health, anti-aging, performance, and body fat loss. Go there today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse
Can-See Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with the famed Dr. Mara DePasquale, in great demand, but you'll find him here at Superhuman Radio. We're talking about L-carnitine, but we're talking about more than just L-carnitine, really, and that's what I want to talk about now. So, Mara, what do you think? I mean, if I am looking for performance and body recomposition, should I be taking a complex, or should I just be taking L-carnitine by itself, giving it a month to load up, and allowing my body to produce the other molecules on its own?
You know, I think, first of all, I'd start off with L-carnitine. I think it overall is the... Can you hear me, Carl?
Oh, yeah, very well.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I just heard some buzzing. It's going to give you the acetyl L-carnitine, and it's going to give you most of the effects that it has. You know, the neuromuscular effects, the body composition effects, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant effects, increase in performance, a decrease increase in recovery time, decrease fatigue. It can be used for, it increases insulin sensitivity. So the L-carnitine is your basic one. If you got L-carnitine, you've really got everything you need, but you may want to supplement it with the acetyl L-carnitine to give you more of a central nervous system effect as well. And, of course, we know that fatigue can be both systemic and can be central. Central meaning the brain. So L-carnitine won't have as much of an effect on that as the acetyl L-carnitine. So a combination of the two will probably be ideal. Now, if you want to throw in a propionyl L-carnitine, that's fine. I'm not sure whether it's going to be that effective, because in order for the propionyl L-carnitine to enter the Krebs cycle, it uses up an ATP molecule. Then it produces a GTP molecule, which is equivalent to ATP. So you're really not ahead as far as that aspect,
right,
except you're increasing the flux in the cycle, which can be beneficial for producing ATP from the acetyl L-carnitine, the acetyl units that are in the mitochondria. You know, these are very complex. I mean, we could spend hours on this. I have over 10,000 pages of information on L-carnitine.
Okay, yeah. So if I was going to, and then I'm going to ask you a question about the L-tartrate form for a different reason. So if I was going to start supplementing with L-carnitine, I would probably want to take 4 grams, let's say 2 grams twice a day of the L-carnitine form, and maybe throw in another gram of acetyl L-carnitine and do that for 4 months?
That's more than reasonable, sure. The thing is that there is no studies that have been done that will give you that kind of information. This is something like a trial and error, which everything almost is. You know, I mean,
yeah.
when you look at what we really know, I mean, even things like time and gravity are not tangible things. You know,
right.
we can measure them, we can do things, but can you really explain time?
Yeah, I mean, right. Exactly.
You know, so you know, taking those basic things that we really can't really explain, then you're dealing with substances now that we're going to build on top of that. So the studies just haven't been done. I mean, there's so much work to be done. I keep working on it.
And the truth is, no one's going to do the work because there's very little money, if any at all, in the research, because nothing will come of it that's patentable. And the pharmaceutical industry can't make millions and billions of dollars on it. So the reality is that it's relegated to the N equals one type research phenomenon. And people try it and they go, it did this for me. It didn't do that for me. What about this? I've been on HRT since 2007. My audience knows that I play around with my HRT dose.
I go down to 250, which is my prescribed dose, but periodically I go back up. What's that?
Injectable?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so let's talk about that. Long-acting esters like cypionate, enanthate, even decoenate, these are not the normal pulses of testosterone produced by the human body. So there is some changes in the androgen receptor landscape. Would L-tartrate be a good inclusion for those of us older guys that have been on HRT for a while to kind of improve the androgen receptor sensitivity?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable. I'm not sure that I know the studies have been done with the L-tartrate, but the reason why the studies are done with the L-tartrate is because it's a quicker acting, it's quicker absorption, and they get the results in a faster period of time. So they use that as a convenience.
Because of the window of research. They need the study to be performed in a certain period of time, so they need the results quickly.
Exactly. So that doesn't mean that the compound is any more effective. For that purpose, though. So you have to be very careful with that. But, you know, looking at all the studies, I mean, even things like ammonia, you know, some studies have shown there's a decrease in ammonia, which of course, when you decrease ammonia, you can decrease fatigue. You know, everything from sperm quality to blood glucose levels to fat mass and everything, these are all affected by L-carnitine. And there's so many things affected. And again, you know, we're looking at the phenotypic epigenetic factors involved, your basic hardwired DNA and how your environment has changed that, you know, what your weight is, how hard you train, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many variables. And I'm trying to put this all together. I mean, I'll be doing several articles on L-carnitine. But, you know, in a show like this, it's very hard to put it all out there.
Okay, real quick, since you said that, are you still doing your newsletter, and would those articles be available to people who are on your newsletter list?
Yes, actually, here's something that I should tell you. The moromd.com is a temporary site. I've got a new master huge site coming up, hopefully live in 2 months, and there'll be a ton of information on there. I'm working on probably, I don't know, a couple hundred articles right now. And so the information will be there in this new site, and we'll announce this, actually, because we're going to be doing some regular shows every couple of weeks or so.
Right. Okay, so it sounds to me like the thing that I'm going to be doing is 4 grams of L-carnitine and 1 gram of acetyl L-carnitine a day, and giving it 30 days to reach a saturation level, and then I'm probably going to start seeing some changes in my body composition as well as my performance. And that sounds like a reasonable... Now, so how do you use L-carnitine?
I use 2 grams a day, basically because I find that I'm not training all that hard now, and I find that it's effective for me. And I use 1 gram of L-carnitine and 1 gram of acetyl L-carnitine.
Okay.
I use a combination of the two. I find that just has that balance for me. Trial and error, you know, and you have to do it over a long period of time. L-carnitine is a chronic use compound. It's not a, you know, taking ephedrine or something like that, you know?
Okay.
Or even like taking meldonium.
Right. Right.
Putting it all together, we could spend several hours, you know.
Here's what I'd like to do, Mauro. I want you to stay. Can you stay with me through this break just to the next segment? Because I want to ask you a question about something that I noticed when I started to train after getting into ketosis, and I want you to tell me if this is just me or is this what is seen in athletes. Could you do that with me?
Sure. No
okay.
Problem.
So let's take one last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Mauro DiPasquale.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, some probably 30 years ago, Dr. Marty Pasquale introduced what is probably best known as the ketogenic diet for performance in bodybuilding. As a result of that, everything changed when it came to nutrition. The irony is that we're finally coming back around, and there is a groundswell of interest in the ketogenic diet again for a variety of reasons. It seems to mitigate some of the side effects. I'm sorry, the symptoms of diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. We also know that it's used in seizure management and epilepsy, approved by the Food and Drug Administration specifically for that use. And now great strides are being made showing that being on a therapeutic ketogenic diet can actually either reverse, halt the metastasis, or even be complementary to standards of care when treating cancer and all of the above. And so there's some magic. In fact, Marl, I don't want to get off track here, but I just found this study that links type 1 diabetes development in very, very young children autoimmune disease causing it, and the lack of butyrate producing microbes in the gut. Now, for those of you who aren't picking up on this, butyrate producing microbes in the gut are what help produce ketones from your diet, from fats and so on. And so we're now starting to see that there may have been an evolutionary requirement to get in and out of ketosis from time to time. So that is unfolding. But with that being said, I noticed something, Mauro. When I got to California, I started my ketogenic diet on day one. I get into ketosis very quickly because I have been a disciple of intermittent fasting for over a decade now. My blood test, testing my blood showed that I was in ketosis very quickly. I trained the first 9 days. I trained 8 of those days, and I trained as hard and heavy as I normally do, but I felt like I was recovering so much faster. Is this a component of the change in the inflammatory landscape of the body that is said to occur when you are in ketosis?
Yeah, there's no doubt that inflammation plays a major factor in recovery. Decreasing inflammation through a variety of means, and we can actually spend one of these shows on this, will increase recovery, decrease injuries, increase performance, decrease fatigue. You know, it has all kinds of effects. The switching over to a fat metabolism, which you did very quickly, obviously, is very useful for the body in a number of ways. And it does decrease inflammation. And a lot of the L-carnitine, for example, is an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant as well. Both actions can be very, very useful. I wanted to cover one more thing. Do we have
please.
Time, Carl?
Yes, of course we have time, of course.
Okay. There's been a lot of bad press about L-carnitine. And I don't know if you've read the studies.
No.
The last 2 years. Basically, they think that the ingestion of L-carnitine, but also phosphatidylcholine, choline, betaine, these are metabolized by the gut microbiota to trimethylamine, or TMA. Now, that's a gas. That gas is taken into the body. It's absorbed into the circulation. And then it's further metabolized in the liver to trimethylamine and oxide. Now, the press has been that this is atherogenic. In other words, it's bad for the cardiovascular system. It increases atheromatous plaques, which can cause problems with circulation, coronary problems, strokes, etc. Now, I just wanted to address this because I'm suggesting that people use L-carnitine instead of L-carnitine and any of the L-carnitine salts on a chronic basis. I just want to address this factor. First of all, a lot of it is not very well done, the research itself, because they're not taking a lot of factors into consideration. Now, I'll give you an example. They use a murine model, a mouse, that's used in these kinds of experiments. But this mouse lacks one of the enzymes that humans have. Oh. And because it lacks the enzymes, the increase in all these choline or L-carnitine or anything with methyl groups causes an increase in cardiovascular disease. But that's not the case in humans. There's a study that just came out probably a couple months ago that showed that it's actually anti-atherogenic because of these enzymes, which changes the environment for cholesterol, etc. You know, if people read some of these stuff that's done in the cardiology journals, they'll think that the L-carnitine is probably the worst thing they could use. But in fact, it's confounded by so many things. And I'll give you an example. If you look at bariatric surgery, now bariatric surgery is basically surgery that's done for people who are very obese. And so they limit the amount of food that they can take in by various means, and this cuts their weight down dramatically. Now this decreases, for example, the metabolic syndrome. It decreases the chances of diabetes, but it's also good for the cardiovascular system.
Right.
Now what they found in this latest study is that the TMAO in post-bariatric patients is actually very high, and yet the cardiovascular system, their coronary arteries, etc., actually improve. So there's a lot of clinical studies that suggest, a beneficial role of L-carnitine on atherosclerosis, as against what you're reading written from 2013 to 2015 about how bad it is. So, you know, you have to take all this with a grain of salt.
Well, and so the other question that I would have to have is, you know, when we look at a sick population, we look at the sick aging phenotype that's eating a high carbohydrate, high glycemic carbohydrate load diet day in and day out. They're eating a lot of pro-inflammatory foods. You know, all bets are off. Supplements that should be doing good things may not be doing good things. I mean, you know, that's the other problem I have right now. I had a good conversation with a good friend of mine whose older sister went and tested positive for the BRCA gene. Now they want the whole family to test for the BRCA gene.
Right.
And I said to him, you know, this is a mistake, this idea that you know, it's more about the lifestyle than the presence of this gene. The lifestyle exploits the weakness in this gene. And you know, when we look at sick people, they take supplements that healthy people take, but they don't seem to react the same to it. So that's the other thing that we have to look at. If you're training hard, if you're an active individual, if your diet is clean, and what I mean by clean, because that's a ubiquitous term now, you're eating an ancestral type diet of natural foods that grow from the ground, that are raised naturally, they don't come with labels and packages, and you're in relatively good shape, you're not on any meds for any type of illnesses, then chances are L-carnitine is probably going to really help you. If you're a sick person, you're on a bunch of meds, you're obese, you're a mess, you've got a variety of diseases, then you know what? L-carnitine may not be for you. Look, they showed that people with COPD who take N-acetylcysteine because it helps to reduce the production of phlegm, okay?
Right.
So they get very congested. N-acetylcysteine is prescribed for people with COPD. It's also a powerful antioxidant. They're saying it promotes lung cancer because antioxidants, reactive oxygen species, there's a whole tug of war on tumor necrosis. And so we're talking about people who have sick lungs. Yes, N-acetylcysteine may actually promote cancer in them. It doesn't do that to healthy people who don't have sick lungs.
There's a big difference. You know, I mean, the classic example I use is the amount of fat that's in muscle cells, intramyocellular triacylglycerols. And in a sick population, a sedentary population, that actually predisposes you to the metabolic syndrome and diabetes. But it's been shown, for example, that athletes who are in shape actually are more insulin sensitive when they have more fat globules in the muscle cells.
Yes.
Guess
what shifts a higher... You know what they... Athletes that stay in a ketogenic adapted state longer develop more fat, intramuscular fat, which is thought to be bad, but not in them, because that, and when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. The fat is there to be little repositories for mitochondria to use for energy.
Exactly. And the difference is that there is a turnover, and the fat, the triacylglycerols, have less ceramide, et cetera, than somebody who's sedentary where there isn't a turnover, and it might, in fact, impact on the muscle cells in a negative way. You're right. It depends on – this is what I was saying right at the very beginning. There are so many things that depend on the circumstances, the environment, you know, your weight, your amount of training that you do, the kind of diet that you have. These are all genetic, epigenetic, phenotypic changes that have different effects on different people. So being an athlete or exercising,
like an athlete, as part of your lifestyle. Right, right.
No, so it's, you know, even just exercising as part of your lifestyle is going to make you less susceptible to a lot of the diseases, first of all, but also will change the way the nutritional supplements and foods and everything work on you as against someone who's sedentary. This has a lot of implications.
I learned this when I started to delve into studying the heart 11 years ago. And the two key words here are pathological and physiological. There are changes that look to the medical orthodoxy to be the same. Changes in the heart, for instance. But there are pathological changes, which means that it's making these changes because it's sick, and there's physiological changes, which means it's making some of the same changes, but it's doing it because it's increasing its ability to perform. They exactly. both look the same to the scientist, but the end result is very, very different. And so you have to understand the difference. So in summary, you would agree that by lowering the entire chronic inflammatory landscape by being in a state of ketosis allows the body to pay attention to the appropriate response to the inflammatory effects of training, which appear to be more of a pip, if you will, or a spike of inflammation than this constant wave of inflammation. And as a result, being in ketosis and training hard, you recover faster.
I agree 100%. Also, the L-carnitine aspect. L-carnitine helps with all of that. It's almost like a symbiotic relationship with the ketotic state.
So I'm definitely getting my L-carnitine and acetyl L-carnitine today, and I'm going to start taking it right away, and we'll see what happens in 30 days.
That sounds good to me.
Again, the website is MauroMD, MauroMD.com. If you want Dr. DePasquale to answer one of your questions, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll try to include it in the next show. We're going to have him on every other week. We've got a lot of great things to talk about. Mauro, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Carl.
Talk to you soon. And we'll talk to everybody. Oh, so here's the deal. It's Derby here in Louisville, Kentucky, just in case you didn't know that. And that means that tomorrow and Friday, I'm off. I know, I just got back and I'm taking off, but I have no choice. We have guests coming in town. We have a lot of entertaining to do. So we'll be back on the air Monday and hope you can listen to us then. Have a good weekend and thanks for listening today.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is